because it's something that's heavy on the hearts of everybody. It's not something that just affects a few people. The whole country is hurting. The whole country is mourning over such a terrible event. It designed to put fear in the hearts of people. It's something that we won't forget. Something that has never taken place like this before on our shores. It's happened around the world. We've seen it before in other countries, and it's always been over there. But to see something so terrible like this happen in our own country, in our own backyard, it is a scary thing. To see the results of such evil intent in a person. And as the papers reported, when he was brought into court with a smile on his face, it makes people ask questions. Why? Where's the justice? Where is God? How could God allow such a cruel, evil thing in a peaceful country like ours? The questions keep coming and coming. And as I share this message with you this morning, I'm reminded that my job as a preacher of the Word of God is, first of all, yes, to explain the Bible, what it says, and then relate it to our lives. But sometimes, like this, I feel we have to take our lives and then look into the Bible to try to find some explanation for it. And before I go any further into the message, there's just a few things that I want to first say, preliminary. And the first is that, like you, I also heard about this. And I've been in somewhat shock and disbelief over it. I think of the families left behind and cannot imagine the hurt that they're feeling at this time. And yes, I have questions that come into my mind too. That happens. So I hurt, you hurt. Also, like you, I may not be able to answer all the questions, but I hope I at least can draw us to the Word of God and allow the Word of God, allow God through His Word to speak to us through it. And then third, my desire is for us to be able to respond as a Christian. We're Christians first. I'm very proud of this country and seeing the police responders, it makes me proud of them. Seeing the emergency people, seeing the other leaders and their response and the words that they had to say, even seeing the prime minister speak, it makes me proud of this country. I love New Zealand. In fact, about 3 weeks ago, Jen and I finally applied for citizenship. We haven't gotten it yet. They didn't say yes to us. But we finally said, it's time to apply. I mean, I've been here for 45 years probably. So it's time to get our citizenship. And we would be proud Kiwis. We love this country. But as we sing, God Defend New Zealand, I remember my citizenship is heaven, ultimately. That's my final home. And I'm thankful that this world is not my home. And we are strangers and pilgrims in this world because this world is fallen and it's full of evil. And we see it. And we saw a glaring reminder of it this week. And so our home is heaven. We keep our focus there as we're walking and living and working through this world. So I want to turn to a book in the Bible which, to me, is a word of encouragement. Psalm chapter 46. Psalm 46. This psalm was written during times of difficulty, during times of problems and uncertainty. The world around the writer seems to be falling down. And so it's difficult. And you're going to notice as we read through this psalm that there's three places that you're going to see a word. The word is Selah or Selah. This happens occasionally throughout the Psalms. Selah. You'll see it in verse 3, verse 7, verse 11. There's only 11 verses in the psalm, but it's used three times. What is it referring to? The best. Well, that's embarrassing. Okay, thank you. So a reminder, please mute at least your devices. Let's get our focus on the word. The best understanding, I believe, that it's a term. It's an expression for a reason. Remember, all the psalms were actually sung by the people of Israel. And in this way, they were songs. And they were able to memorize and remember them as they would sing them. And so the Hebrew, for this word selah in Hebrew, simply appears to be a musical pause or rest, but it's more than that. It's for a purpose of reflection and of meditation. And so as we come to the three places here in verse 3, verse 7, verse 11, then we're going to keep that division in this psalm and pause for reflection as well. What is God saying to us in these parts of this psalm? You also notice at the very beginning, it says, to the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song for Alamoth. And that word Alamoth is a challenge as well. What exactly is Alamoth? And again, I believe that it may be referring to a musical term. It's often referring to women or maidens in relation to them. So it could have been this particular psalm was one for high voices, one for the ladies to sing out. But in it, we're going to see three main focuses here. Remind us of three things in time of trouble. Let's take a look at the first. The first is that we need to run to God in times of trouble. Let's look at verse number one. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song for Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth is removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. God is there to be our refuge in times of trouble. The word here for refuge literally means a shelter. God wants us to run to Him in these times of trouble. It was this very chapter of Psalm 46. It was this chapter that inspired the reformer Martin Luther to write a song. That song was, A Mighty Refuge is Our God.